Hour number two, Danny and Dusty on this beautiful, beautiful Tuesday afternoon in the Rose City. And I'm down in Eugene. I'm trying to find on the TVs down here the Houston Astros losing to the Detroit Tigers in the AL wildcard. Postseason's here, my friend.
That's
postseason
right.
Baseball is here. Giddy up, Buttercup. We got a few games today. Astros and Tigers are in the top of the sixth down in Houston. 3-0 Detroit. Nothing to see there. Royals play the Orioles at 1 o'clock. Mets, Brewers at 2:30. And Braves, Padres at 5:30. It is a little weird to have baseball on and like meaningful baseball this early in the day.
No, I feel like the playoffs are always earlier in the day, especially like the wild card round because you have so many games. What's weird is to see another person excited about meaningful baseball at this time of year. As a Mariners fan, I've really only known what that experience is like once. So it's foreign to me when I see you excited in October about baseball. Yeah.
Maybe one day you will. Maybe.
Once again. I'd love to. I'd really hope so. We just got to get to that 54% mark. If we can just win 54% of the time.
I've talked about this. The most cruel aspect of this season is literally you win 54% of your games, you're in the playoffs.
Well, shoot.
That was 54% was the line to get into the postseason.
Here's the worst
on
part.
On the dot, you win 54% on the dot, you're in.
Here's the worst part. You were up at one point like 8-0 on the Royals. You blow the game 10-9 in some meaningless game, or at least we thought was a meaningless game, in the middle of the season, and you miss the playoffs by one game to who? The freaking Royals.
Yep, and then you win your last four.
Well, that's classic Seattle Mariner baseball. As soon as we're eliminated, no one's better than us, baby.
Pressure's off, my man.
Pressure's off, my man. Now Julio's going to hit a bunch of home runs. Make that stat line look better.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go. I'm sorry. I'm sorry Mariner fans have to go through that. It's not fair. It's not right. You guys deserve better. Yada, yada, yada. Maybe next year, 54%.
Well, I heard that Stanton and DePoto have gotten really big into waste management this season. So in the offseason, they're going to look into
garbage?
More trash cans around the stadium. And they think that will help them. Pay off next season.
Again,
maybe the offense will turn up a little bit.
Again, you need to listen to. There's an Odyssey podcast about the Astro scandal.
Ooh, I can't wait to check it out.
Yeah, no, it's really good until Mariners fans hear the part that the guy who was so aggressive in implementing it worked for the Mariners before.
Well, that's why he was never caught. He worked for the Mariners. They were hitting 200 with the trash cans getting banged. They would have been hitting 180 without it. Nice deflection there. Oh, well, the guy who started it, just, you know, whatever. We're not the first crime family. A different crime family started the mafia. We just branched out into our own thing.
They absolutely went and they said, all right, well, we'll just do it more aggressive than anybody else. But everybody wants to act like they're crappy franchises are
I am the victim
in everything.
My
yeah,
franchise is the victim.
Every single one
of
is.
Your heinous crimes. Continue to sit over there in Eugene and deflect from your ivory tower.
I will. With the two World Series rings too.
Are they blocking your ears like Patrick Waugh?
Yes, sir. Wait, what? Is that what he says?
Yeah, have you not heard that? It's a great great interview clip.
What'd he say?
Well, basically,
legendary goalie, Colorado Avalanche, Patrick Waugh.
That's right. And Montreal. Someone was making fun of him for something that he did. And he goes, well, you can tell that guy that I can't hear him because I have both of my Stanley Cup title rings blocking my ears.
Hey-o!
It's a great clip. Great.
That is fantastic. Major League Baseball postseason is well underway. With the Astros, to the joy of many, getting beat 3-0 right now in the sixth inning to the Detroit Tigers. So you can keep that one in. And just underway is Baltimore and Kansas City. I like that series. I like that matchup. That's a fun one, too. Baltimore, Kansas City. I think for these wild card rounds, I think three of the four are really intriguing, with Kansas City, Baltimore, Atlanta, and San Diego, and then Detroit and Houston, because the manager of Detroit, oh, by the way, AJ Hinch, former Houston Astros manager.
There you go. Well,
fired in the wake of the cheating scandal.
Just so they could bring back Dusty. I'll tell you what, though. I think that that series, the Detroit and Houston one, might be the most intriguing to me, not just because Houston's an AL West team, but because Detroit, this is one of the most improbable runs of all time. Like, they don't have a true, like, star other than Skubal, the pitcher, who's probably going to be the AL Cy Young. Aside from it, like, you go down the list, they don't have a big home run hitter. They don't have a big on-base guy. They don't have a big gold glove guy in the outfield. They're just a bunch of misfit toys that all of a sudden realized, you know, halfway through the year, hey, we can be halfway decent. You've got a decent staff headlined by your big ace, who he's going to go out there, and it looks like he's dominated so far in this game. You've turned to the bullpen now, so we'll see if you're able to hold on. But if Detroit wins game one, you just got to get one of the other two, and you've got a bunch of guys right now who don't know that they're not supposed to be good. Why couldn't they do it?
They're a really fun team. And the same thing with San Diego, right? Juan Soto goes over to New York, and people kind of start writing off San Diego, struggle out of the gate, and then they get red hot at the end of the year and go on an insane tear at the end of the season. They play the Atlanta Braves, who've just been banged up and hurt all season long and still really damn good in a window open for a World Series. And then Kansas City and Baltimore are just two great stories, right?
Right.
Young, uber-talented team in Baltimore. You got Bobby Witt Jr. and the Kansas City Royals kind of holding on for dear life at the end of the year. That's really fun. The only series that doesn't really do much for me is the Mets and Milwaukee.
Yeah, I don't really care. Although, to be fair, like with Milwaukee, your manager, who was a big deal last year, left to go coach in Chicago because he wanted to be the Cubs manager. You go hire some random dude, you're not supposed to be all that good, and you've just turned into one of the better teams in the NL. So
pick up a dude off the street, bruh.
I mean, it's baseball, right? It's a reason why baseball has an issue at times of finding national popularity, right? Baseball is good in the region that it's in because you watch the team every single night and you become a fan of the players. But nationally, some of the best teams right now, Detroit and talking about Milwaukee, like, who's your star? Who's your big name player? I couldn't name any. Like, I know about Skubal. That's about it. And I'm a pretty big sports fan. I watch baseball pretty much every night. And between those two teams, I can name you one big-time star. And so I think it's a cool story to watch because it's a bunch of underdog guys.
Yeah, everybody likes the underdog story, too, you know? They got Contreras, don't they? Milwaukee, don't they got Contreras?
Let's pull up their roster right now.
Yeah, I think he's their. Yeah, I think he is their. I think William Contreras is their catcher, right?
Sure,
catcher hits for average. All right. Okay. Well, yeah.
Stupid
baseball.
Milwaukee Junior. They do have William Contreras.
Yeah.
Can you name another?
Another Milwaukee Brewer.
Can you name another Milwaukee Brewer?
Craig Counsell.
I don't know that he's on here. I've got the playoff roster up right now. Can you name another? There is one name that sticks out.
Freddy Peralta, pitcher. Pitcher.
You got one. Freddy Peralta is on the roster. They also have Aaron Civale.
What's his name? The kid who was an all-star last year.
For the NL? Because there is one who's been you're thinking Reese Hoskins.
Reese Hoskins plays? I had no idea.
Yeah.
Former Philly?
Yes, he is a part of the infield.
No idea. No idea. Huh. All right. Well, Milwaukee Brewers, catch the fever.
Little team that could.
See, and that's, I think that might be right there what we just talked about. The most frustrating part about the Seattle Mariners is that you have Julio Rodriguez. You have four legitimate starting pitchers.
You really have five.
Yeah, well, yeah, but you have five. Five. Okay,
Bryce Miller's good, because Bryce Miller's your fifth. Bryce Miller's really dang good.
But you have Julio, you have Rosarina.
Cal Raleigh.
All right, okay, Cal Raleigh. But I'm saying, like, household, you have a couple household names on
you
that
do.
Team.
Mm-hmm.
And the big dumper is, like, a guy that that fan base gravitates towards. He's not really a household name, but you have some name recognition, and you always have, and you just can't, for whatever reason, can't get over the hump. And you bring guys in like Teoscar Hernandez last year, where you think like he's going to be the guy who hits. He doesn't hit. Then he goes to L.A., goes back to hitting home runs, and wins a home run derby this year, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that sucks. Then that's the history of the Mariners, and I feel bad for Mariners fans, man.
They find a way to lose. But, hey, guess what? They are committed to being willing to spend more money this offseason. They didn't say how much money, but more.
Okay. Okay.
Could
All
it
right.
be a dollar more? Could it be $50 million more?
Sure.
We'll find out.
I'll go ahead and believe it when I see it.